The gist. From Evthemio's artificial intelligence-aided recovery story through drugs like rapamycin, neuroplasticity, and alternative health, cerebral spinal fluid patch, it goes on and on. The theme has been the many different ways people can recover from these illnesses. Indeed, Flo's story is different in several ways. The length of her illness, almost 40 years, and the way she finally ended it. Flo chronicled her health journey in a remarkable book, There's a Leak in My Boat, The Challenges and Gifts of My Journey Through Chronic Illness. In truth, Flo's health was troubled from the beginning. Battles with an abusive father, frequent and often long-lasting infections, and migraines marked her childhood. A difficult pregnancy and a more difficult post-pregnancy that included undiagnosed postpartum depression worsened her migraines. A serious low back injury and hip bursitis added more hits. Wanting to lose some weight, she joined a gym, blew her back out on the first day, and was out of work for a month. Then one of those weird but life-changing events occurred. She tested positive for tuberculosis and was put on a strong tuberculosis drug that sent her life and health into a tailspin. She did not actually have TB. Then she finally had a success, a year-long course of craniosacral therapy in 2002, left her migraines mostly in the past and gave her hope for healing her other ailments. Craniosacral therapy, she said, threw me a life preserver. Her experiences with heart-centered therapy helped calm her nervous system down and allowed her to reconcile her feelings regarding her abusive father. Plasma-rich platelet injections helped with her back pain, yet her health still continued to decline. Suspecting an infection was involved, her naturopath tried the nuclear option, hydrogen peroxide IVs, and they worked. Flo reported, "The difference in my level of pain and energy was nothing short of miraculous. I was overjoyed and excited about the future, and getting stronger and more fit as the weeks and months went by." She and her husband even went on a cruise, but by the end of the cruise, she was back to square one, and with her veins shot, she couldn't tolerate any more IVs. Finding evidence of a chlamydia pneumoniae infection, she went on a course of antibiotics, which slowly but surely worsened her health. She wrote that the pain, anxiety, and sleeplessness were brutal. Now she had trouble tolerating lights, sounds, sometimes couldn't handle watching TV, and had troubles reading and following conversations, and was regularly experiencing vertigo. She wrote, "It felt like she had a lightning storm in my pressurized head." Next came a diagnosis that made sense to her, mold illness. The rigid Schumacher regimen her doctors prescribed, though, weakened her further. Finally, she was done with everything. She wasn't going to commit suicide, but she was calm and ready to exit when the time came, and it looked like it was coming. Her daughter's pregnancy, though, proved to be a remarkable gift. The budding appearance of her first grandchild changed things and ultimately led to her recovery. Now she had something to look forward to. She remarked, "Nothing in my life had changed one iota, except my attitude and belief that it was worth going on." And that would lead me to a series of steps and choices that not only helped me to heal my brain, but also a mountain of baggage and trauma that I'd carried all my life. She sought out a meditation mindfulness class and achieved some peace there. Next came the breakthrough that changed her health and her life, the emotional freedom technique, which involves tapping on Chinese meridian points. When asked by the instructor to tap while examining if some core beliefs she had were true, she had a breakthrough and she experienced feelings of immense gratitude and felt a whoosh of energy fill her body. With the heavy weight of the limiting belief gone, she felt exhilarated and happy. It took much more work over time, but by using something called conscious EFT, Flo slowly deactivated her sympathetic nervous system, fight flight, and activated her parasympathetic nervous system, rest and digest. In turn, that bulked up her immune system, allowing it to take care of the pathogens that had wreaked havoc on her. It had been a long journey, indeed, with a surprising ending. Flo reported that, although I still have some back and joint issues, I am a happy woman with passion and purpose, and so grateful for the quality of life that has been good since 2019, even through COVID.